This Sangha, today is Sunday, the 8th of December, 18th of December. We are in Low Hamlet at the Meditation Hall Assembly of the Star during our winter retreat. This morning, Thai Pháp Nim offer the chanting morning starting chant in Low Hamlet. And here, the sister, I don't hear the name, chant here in Low Hamlet. Thai Pháp Nim, when he chant like that at the end, Namo Bhutchakya Muni. And so Low Hamlet go ahead earlier than the Low Hamlet and other sister Hamlet. Last time, Thay Pháp Tuyến also my deep respect to the Bodhisattva Pure Mother Earth is also a step in advance. So I think that tomorrow the other Hamlet will evoke the Bodhisattva of Mother Earth. And that is already, that word exists long time ago, but people don't pay attention. And so the pure queen Bodhisattva of Mother Earth. Yesterday, I wrote in calligraphy, Mother Earth is the most beautiful Bodhisattva. And I said that I'm in love with Bodhisattva, Great Earth. And I read, the Kingdom of Heaven is in us. The Kingdom of God is in us. I take refuge in the Bodhisattva Great Earth. And I wrote a lot, but now I forget. But it's okay. I will share to every Hamlet some a number of calligraphy I wrote personally. Around by Thursday, we'll have the prayer for the Mother Earth in Vietnamese, in English, in French, and yesterday as Sister trying him to translate into Japanese. That is a long prayer. And many wonderful things. Because you have Buddha nature, you, Mother Earth, you have Buddha nature, and all your children have Buddha nature. We all are children of you, Mother Earth. And because you have the ability to be happy, even they behave badly to you, you still have the ability to include, to digest, to transform into happiness. So all your children will be able to do that too. But you just arrived to yesterday. You know that I have given on the previous Nama talk that we all are children of the Mother Earth, including Jesus, including Buddha Shakya. I read in that prayer, we all have the ability to wake up and in the spirit of responsibility, I want to add that. Every day I have new insight and I put in the prayer. Thanks to you, we have able to create a number of telescope that we can catch a number of light that the normal eyes cannot catch, like X-ray, like, and then we also can organize many things, establish many things. We can go far away from the earth, tens of thousands of kilometers, and we can see you. We can see you as a beautiful being, and we can see the whole universe. We can see so many stars, many beings in star in far away, and who are far away than a few hundred years of light, of speed, with speed life. And then we can see many wonderful things in our mind. But our mind is also your mind, Mother Earth. It's also a collective mind. The universe is so shining and beautiful. That wonderful planet, universe, is also the universal, the collective mind, and also is also my mind. All the children of you, Mother, who can train to be mindful, to look deeply, and we all will be able to see all these wonders. And I will read that translation. I was reading the text. Maybe those who listen to my translation cannot hear Thai read. But it's very beautiful. This will be put on site very soon. For a long time already, long time, it means a month ago already. But every day they have new insights, so he adds. So that is why it's not revealed to all of you yet until it's complete. But it will never complete. Every day we have some new insight. And you can make it his continuation too. You have new insight you can put on. I will ask to correct properly, and then maybe in Vietnam we will diffuse. And yesterday I asked two sisters to take care of the publishing in Vietnam, to prepare with me how to publish that prayer in Vietnam. But the two sisters are too busy with the teacher meeting, so they cannot come. And we start to pronounce the name of the Bodhisattva and Buddha or Bodhisattva in Sanskrit. It's better because the Sanskrit is become like a human, the universal name for everyone. Because in the past when we said that, we try to translate the name San Francisco into Kiều Cửu Kim Sơn. But in Thai's time, we buy a ticket to go. Kim Sheng, nobody said that. Even we speak in Vietnamese, but we said, well, we buy a ticket to San Francisco. We buy a ticket to go to Washington, D.C., but no one said that. I buy the ticket to Hoa Thanh Long is Vietnamese pronunciation. And so we have to try to use a word that... and so the Sanskrit translate in pronunciation in Chinese and in Chinese to Vietnamese and Afghan, it makes nonsense. Nobody understand anything because it's not Sanskrit. It's Chinese translate wrongly into Vietnamese. And Sanskrit translate wrongly into Chinese and Chinese translate wrongly into Vietnamese. It doesn't make any sense. So it's the same, try to do it directly. I want to buy a ticket to San Francisco, to New York, to Washington, D.C. So, Shakyamuni Buddha, not Phật, that kind of something like that. Yeah. Yeah, inspiration in English, in Vietnamese, it's an Yen Shi Phili Cường. It's not, it's funny. But in Vietnamese, we don't understand either. So, it's better to say inspiration. Yen Shi Phili Cường. Yen, it means silent, and Shi means... person and feeling, they try to. So instead of Namo Bhuk Thich Ca, we try to say that Namo Shakyamuni. That's Sanskrit. So if they are Japanese, they are Korean, they are every nation, they will understand right away. So in Hong Kong, I gave to a number of monks, like Pháp Linh and Pháp Lưu, to make a kind of music. In order to evoke and send out energy to someone. And Pháp Lưu and Pháp Linh already finished. Maybe we will ask them to train you all in order for you to chant. And while waiting, we are using Vietnamese first. But then we'll try later. Oh, they want to try now. Those have a wooden drum. Give me. The marker cannot be written. This temple is so poor. Cannot even afford to buy a good marker. Thầy wrote in Vietnamese, Nam Mô Đức Bổn Sư. Namo is also tried to pronounce like in Sanskrit. It doesn't make sense in Vietnamese, but people used to say, people know, the Buddhists know that Namo is deep respect too. And Duk is a virtue of root Buddha. Namo. The Bodhisattva, full of merit, Manjushri, Dik means merit. Namo, Dik's merit, Buddha Bodhisattva, Gayatri is great, wisdom, great understanding, Manjushri. Namo. great merit, for great actions, Samantha Bhadra. Is Samantha Bhadra is for hearing, but if we pronounce like that is too long, so I try to make some syllable together, something like that. Namo the Bodhisattva, great merit of deep listening, maybe Kwanteam Avatokiteshvara. I tried to divide the syllab. For I am only two syllab. Quang te am three syllab, but here Avalokiteshvara. So I try to say. We have to get into only three in order to be equivalent to Vietnamese. So Avalokita. Anyway, it's five. Avalokita. Avalokita. No, this doesn't mean. This doesn't work. So, Avalo. Avalo. One syllab. Ki. Two syllab. Ta. Three syllab. Aspiration. Lia Tang, City Gerba. City Gerba. Four. But Lia Tang only two. The City Gerba. Okay. Four, we make it into two. Probably will try to change. Samantha Bhadra. Nam mô ta đại anna sa man ta ba ra Nam mô ta đại anna sa man ta ba ra Nam mô ta đại bi Avalokiteshvara Namo Tadaimi Avalokiteshvara Namo Tadaimi Siti Garba
Not bad. I said, I try to do it here in Deer Park, in Blue Cliff, and everywhere, the center in Long Than, in Yew Tam, to Yoru Temple, and in Quang, and so on. So we are a little bit late. Dear friends, last time we spoke about Pháp Lạc. It means the joy of the practice. Why we practice? And we put into practice what the Buddha shared and proposed. And we have to see that the joy of the practice is we have to taste really the joy of the practice, the happiness of the practice. And of course, that joy, that happiness is come from your mindfulness, the source of your mindfulness. More you are mindful, more you taste deeply, more you enjoy, more you are happy. If you have, you enjoy and you practice deeply mindfulness, you have more concentration. And when you have more concentration, you discover many deep vision. And very deep vision is give you great happiness. And then if you have that concentration, that deep insight, your mind will not be dispersed and carried away by this problem, other problem, by these worries, by many other worries, missing, suffering, complaining. So when we walk, our mind must be really present in the present when you walk, and you have to be in touch totally with your feet, the touching, the object of your feet touching the earth, the present moment, the air, the sunshine, the rain, or trees, so you are bringing back to the present moment. The present moment starts by your body and your mind here and things around you. And that is the ground of your happiness. And if no, happiness is just a notion. You have to enjoy really a step you put on the ground. And you enjoy the breathing in and breathing out. And you know that you are touching that wonderful planet. And you know that you are mindful. You are mindful of what you do it. And that happiness is born from that. But not a thinking and wishful thinking. But if you have that mindfulness, your mind is totally with the body and the very act. And then when you do like that, your mind is cut from the dispersion to think of many other things. And so when your mind is back to the present moment with your body, you know that your body is now in the autumn in Europe. And you can see many beauty of the autumn also. Yeah, and that leaf, and that tree, and that grass, and that people, and so on. So this morning when I walk mindfully from my heart to the meditation hall in Upper Hamlet, every step I enjoy, I'm so happy to make one step, two steps. And during the walk from my heart to the meditation hall, I see the moon is smiling on the clear sky. And every moment is a joy, every moment is a happiness. And if I'm joyful, I'm happy because I'm present. Because I'm present, my mind is not carried away by this thinking, how I can do that, how I can do that, how I plan that. And so I enjoy really the present moment where I make a step on that ground of a farmland, and then that atmosphere. So every step is delicious. Every moment is delicious. I'm in touch with the Mother Earth because the air is so clear, so pure. The air is pure and kind. And of course, I know that not only me, many of you have enjoyed that. Even you are lay practitioner or monastic, you also enjoy like me. Every step bring us to the present moment, to be in touch with the earth, with the sky, with the air, with the moon, early morning on this wonderful atmosphere of Upper Hamlet. Of the hamlet where you are. So a practitioner must be able to produce a number of energy, and that energy is energy of mindfulness, energy of concentration, the energy of deep vision, insight. And that is a correct practice. So not only I enjoy for myself, but I know that people see my walking like that, they are also happy. And if you don't need to do any service to others, but in the very city where you are, if you walk mindfully, peacefully, joyfully, lovingly, and then you enjoy for yourself, but people look at you, they also enjoy to see so peaceful person walking like that. And then your joy is not on your individual joy, but is spread around, and people also enjoy. So we see clearly that your happiness is not having more money or more power or more position in society. And you can see clearly that you are present, you really are present. In that very moment, and every moment is so important, so powerfully profound.
And so, in this very moment, in this here, in the very here, and you see that, yeah, the air is so pure, thing is so good, people around so kind, and it's the holy season is approaching to bring you more deep, more profound. And then you are living in your spiritual family, among spiritual friends, in the community where every morning you enjoy, every afternoon you enjoy, every evening you enjoy. And then you, when you sit, you're happy when you sit. You are walking, you're happy when you walk. And your mind, your body is together in the present moment, profoundly in the present moment, and see on the beauty of the present moment. And then when you do like that in sitting meditation, you are happy even sitting on the chair or on the car. But you are also sitting in meditation with the big Sangha, enjoying that silent, powerful, deep, powerful joy. And outside is luxury for people outside of Plum Village. They're hurrying to do that. So here is really a luxury. So enjoying your practice, your breakfast is also a wonderful moment. And during your breakfast, if you have mindfulness, concentration, and then you have many insight, and to be happy, to enjoy so many wonderful moments together with the Sangha or alone. And then when you go to, you sit on the car, any moment make you happy. It depends on you. You see, wonderful to sit on that car and see the outside world, and then live deeply the present moment when you are. And every moment is a happy moment. It depends on you all. It's your decide. And the benefit to come here is easy. Because if you forget, you are carried away by your dispersion, and then other in front of you is in concentration, in mindfulness. So it reminds you to go back to mindfulness, to concentration, to insight. And then that is the rare occasion to be together with a big Sangha, and so try to benefit. Happiness could be obtained in every minute, every second. And even you pour the tea, you do not drink tea yet, when you are also happy. Or you prepare tea, you are already happy. Pour tea, drink tea, every moment can be a moment of happiness. And then drinking tea is also a practice. When you pour the tea to the cup, if your mind is totally in the present moment with the pouring, with the cup, and you have mindfulness, you have concentration, and you can say that, that is the cloud in that water. Oh, there is a rain. It is the beautiful, the wonderful water in that tea. And then you enjoy a sip of tea. You enjoy a sip of clouds, sip of rain, a sip of the things around. And so you enjoy everything. A sip of tea is, and also, if you are present for the tea, you can be present with a piece of bread. You are present with friends around. You are present with everything you eat, everything you touch. When you put a spoonful of muesli into your mouth, or if you bite a piece of bread, if your mind is there, present, you can see what in the piece of bread. You see that it's where it's come from, that wonderful piece of bread. You see that the cup of soy milk, where it's come from. You have some soy milk in your breakfast. What, where it's come from, that milk. That milk in the very nice way, respectful way, people grow soybeans. And you see many, in many states like Mississippi, Texas, they grow a lot of soybeans. And you see the sunshine, you see rain. And you see many monk and nun, and then go and collect the leftover in Mississippi. Our sister and brother collect leftover of soybeans when they collect, and they saw many left, so they took, and so they grind the beans and they make good soybean milk, and then so good. It's come from the sunshine, the rain, the earth, the work, and the work of the brother and sister who make milk, and so nice. And so a sip of soy milk make you so happy. And when you put a piece of bread into your mouth, in my mouth, when I put a piece of bread in my mouth, I can see that, it's the wisdom of so many generations of people who can make this bread. In Durance, there is a bakery where they cook, they prepare the bread by wood oven. And then, and the baker is a Indian of French with Indian origin. And he came to be the diplomat in the embassy of India in France. But then after that, he abandoned the diplomacy, and then he became a baker. And then he and his wife decided to open a bakery and use a very old culture of French to bake bread in the wooden oven, and then make it so delicious. We call it pain du siècle. Every time Sister Chang Kham came to the bakery, and she appreciate the baker, you are doing so wonderful cultural work of France, and you know how to preserve that deep culture of France, and they are very happy. And so when I take a piece of bread, I see that. And I see that many generation of French people know how to use the flour of wheat and prepare such a delicious piece of bread. And then we enjoy both at the same time. The joy of the all the wonderful tradition in this piece of bread, and the joy of the bread. But one thing in Shosalafwa is one thing in one moment. You don't have to in one moment, but you think of many things. So when you brush your teeth, you must be happy with the brush, with the toothpaste, with your teeth. And one thing, don't think of other things. Don't think of the bread when you brush it. So you have to be totally with that. So you have. I remember that the first time I visited a dentist, that dentist gave me vitamin C. And the first time I visited a dentist, in the United States. It was in 1962, that year where I wrote the presence of the mother in mindfulness. And so the dentist took 3 root of one of my teeth, and it's very painful, but... And the first time, he put some anesthetic and he gave me some fever. So, it was in Medford, New Jersey State. And I have some fever, and so the second time I said, no, don't put any anesthesia. But he said that it's very painful because it's a deep root of your teeth. But he tried to not want to have that fever, so he said that, no, I don't want to. And he tried to concentrate his, during the time where he pulled the teeth, it's very painful, and he concentrated in the palm of his hand. And the dentist said, are you sure? Because it's very painful, and it's not normal teeth, but because it's a root. And then finally he took out. And I didn't scream, I do not cry at all. And he's so impressed. He was so impressed. And then when he took the third root, and how much I pay you? No, not our sense. And because it means he admired very much, he impressed so much. Next time when you go back to Vietnam, write to me a postcard, it's enough. Yeah, now we have a dentist here who came from Bordeaux every week in order to help the teeth of the brother and sister. I am 86 years old. I still show the bread, you know, very hard bread, and you hear very crunchy. Yeah, and at that age, but I still eat crunchy bread like that. This is a great thing. So even I lost a few teeth, but I still have good teeth. And if you are a practitioner, you must enjoy. Every morning you must be happy when you brush your teeth, when you have your breakfast. Enjoy your teeth. Not only when you are happy when you eat breakfast, but when you prepare breakfast, you are also happy. You do it in love, in care. You know that you prepare good breakfast for people to enjoy. It's a work of love. You are not paid for this work. You are paid by your happiness. And you enjoy that work so much. And so when you clean your cloth. Even now in the temple we have a machine, washing machine, but he likes to enjoy wash his own cloth, some sweater and so some shirt water out. Then right away I used to wash my cloth right away, and there is a bio soap where I can wash my cloth, my hair. I enjoy doing it. And since I was a monastic, I have been a monastic, I have a mother to take care of all these things. I have to take care of everything like my mother have done for them. And so when the first time when I become monastic and my shirt is torn, my monastic robe is torn, but there is no mom, my mom to do that. And so, and then we try, but even do not have needle. And so we take a kind of string from a kind of leaf, it's rather solid. And then we can do it, some sewing. And then we can self-support by yourself, everything alone, and then now it's used. And so I learned to cook, I learned to carry the water. I carry a very heavy water buckets, and sometimes it's so heavy, and my shoulder becomes so painful and swollen, but slowly it's become numb and it's become okay. And so
And then also, our temple have a lot of rice field and rice paddy. But from the rice to the rice we eat is a lot of work. You have to grind and take out the skin of the rice and then pound it and prepare everything in order to have the rice for you to cook. And then at that moment, there is no running water and no electricity and no toilet. And then happiness can be so, I have been so happy. No toilet in my temple, no running water, no electricity, but I have been so happy. And so when you brush your teeth, you rinse your mouth, when you wear your clothes, every act, every moment you can be happy. But you have to organize so that in order to be happy. But if you search some happiness for obtaining that is a lot of work. It's not sure when your mind is hooked by that idea of yes, I must obtain that in order to be happy. And so your mind is hooked totally, and you are not, and the present moment are totally lost, and you rely everything, your happiness on that very moment in 5 years or in 3 years, in a few months that you obtain that. But then you totally lost your 3 months, 1 month, or 1 year because your mind is hooked to that direction. And so you have to enjoy every moment now and here, but it doesn't prevent you to go in that direction. But you go in that direction in the present moment, and it's make thousand million of present moment until you arrive the aim of your path. And so you are happy right away, every moment. And then you think that the other direction you have a great happiness, but do you not like the little happiness now? But don't despise that, you will see. So you have to tell yourself, I am not so stupid to throw away on this little moment of happiness, walking, eating, drinking, preparing, and I still go to that direction, but I go gently, lovingly, deeply, and maybe when I arrive to that achievement, I will be happier than I thought, because in the process of training, I become more and more profound, more and more present, more. And when I obtain that aim, I'm more happy than others. And so the training will help you to be happy right here and now. It doesn't prevent you to go in the direction you wish, but you go in mindfulness, in concentration, in insight. So we have to learn some gathas, okay? 22nd. The present disintegrate immediately. The present thing, present moment, disintegrate immediately. The present disintegrate quickly. The present moment disintegrate quickly. The present moment is not long. It's happened only 1 second, shorter than the 1 second, the shortest period of time. And that present things will change into another present thing, and every present is very short period of time. So you live in the present moment. You live deeply the present moment.
You don't try to grasp the present moment. But you don't allow dispersion to carry you away, so your mind is in the present moment deeply, even a few million of second, but you are enjoying that present moment. It depends on the way that you are really there, and don't be hooked by the past. And so this flame, when you see that flame, you think that this flame exists since this morning when we came to this room. Is not correct. It's the continuation of little flame, every shatna. Shatna is the shortest period of time. Every shatna, you have that flame, but after the second shatna, is already another flame. And since half past eight until now, we have already million of flame, but consecutive flame and then you see that satna flame until now. And so your mind is also a processes, and then you cannot catch them. It's a kind of, there is a magical nature, yeah, because it's so quickly change, like a kind of cinematographic. It means a movie's way. It means when you see in the movies, person actor is not a person act, but because they make a series of little image of that person who are going up, or bent down. And so a series of million of image of the person who go down, but instead there is no one person who sit down, but because a series of image of somebody go down. So they explain that our mind is like that too. We think that we have a separate mind who think like that, to judge like that, but in fact it's a series of million shatna of different mental formation. And so the flame is the same. Everything is the same. And then, and many wise people, spiritual teachers like Confucius also said that no one can have the bath on the same river. Because you go up, and then you forget something, and you go down, and it's another river already. All the water that you have been there is already gone. And now we have new water. So you can never take a bath in the river twice. Because when you go out, and you go back, it's another river, another kind of water. So, but when you say that you cannot take twice on the river, but in fact, the one who go up and then the one who go down the second time is already another person. It's not the same, because the person who take the first bath and go up, and the river is gone, many new water drop, but the person who go down for the same time is another person. Many cell of his body, of her body, is already gone, and they have new cell. So they change a little bit. So it's the same for the flame. It's the same for you. You, when you enter in this room, and now you are already different, quite a number of cell who enter, and then a new idea who enter into your mind. So I read the Gathas. The present moment disintegrate quickly, but the past you look deeper and you see that the past is still there, but they have no locality. It means in time or in space. They are not things, immobile things that you can put in your storehouse or any cupboard. You cannot, because everything is changing. So, and the future, you cannot see it.
the future have to rely on many conditions, and we don't know if these conditions are sufficient, and then we cannot be certain in the future. You cannot be too sharp, too clear on the future. It depends on condition. And if you said that the past you cannot grasp, the present moment you cannot grasp, and the future you cannot grasp, but you let it go gently, gently, lovingly, sickly, and then you enjoy the change in a very nice way. So, and if you can see that, and you can see the flowing of your mind, the flowing of your body, changing, changing, gently. And if you are mindful, you change in a better and better way, profound, more profound way, happier, happier way. So if a scientist have observed the particle, or the smallest particle of the matters, and they see subatomic particle, sometimes they see subatomic particle, sometimes they see them moving quick, 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 and like a wave. And so the impermanence in the impermanent quality of this small subatomic particle is very clear too. The particle is never be immobile, never be immobile. They move. And the two moment short satna, it means separate two moment, they are also moving. They are changing, they are transforming. They have new condition, they have new condition to go in, new condition to go out, and then you too, you never be inert, it means immobile. And it's changing, moving. But knowing that, we observe gently, enjoying gently, you're not pessimistic. Why? Because you're sitting in the direction of letting go joyfully, inclusively. And then you look deep into your mind. Is that too? Your mind is also have the idea, the characteristic of cinematography, like the mind of a scientist. And the scientist can see that the moving of every subatomic particle in his mind is also changed. And you too, you can do it. And you observe things about that good thing or bad thing, judgmental thing. You observe, you know, it will change. You let go. And so, the scientist know that his mind is his mind. There is the moving of the particle. And the scientists do not know that his mind is also changing. The scientists only know that observe that the particle is changing. But he forget one thing, is his mind also changing, growing, grow deeper. And grow lighter if he is dispersed by other preoccupation or worries. So he have to be aware of everything, he himself and the object. So that 22nd sentence is to remind that the present moment isn't great. Quickly, the past do not remain anywhere. The unborn depends on condition to be born. And the mind evolve in accordance with the three time. Three time, it means the past, present, and future. Twenty-three. It's about the view on two kind of view. It's about absolute truth and relative truth. In absolute term, there is association and disassociation. In absolute terms, there is association or disassociation. Whether the mind is associated or not associated with all formation, it is said to evolve accordingly. So, things going together, relying on each other, in association, a mutual association. Even they work together, or they don't work together, or they rely on each other, or they don't rely on each other. Whether mind is associated or not associated with all formation, it is said to involve accordingly. Cộng tương ứng. Cộng tương ứng means going together in association with. And bất tương ứng is it doesn't go together with. So dissociation, disassociation. This, not. All these things, they're coming together. They are coming together. Or they are not in coming together, they are in dissociation. Even they, we said like that, this way, either way is okay. Either way is the same. Nhật thiết. Nhật thiết it means all. And phi nhật thiết is not all. That is all or that is not all. We have the two view. They are the one who are all together. Two notions. All together or not together, but they try to come together. So if you have the notion about all together because you think that you have many other things to come together, because you think that there is something separate, and because so many separate, you have to put on together. But if you see that this one is in the others, so it's not. Because we have the notion about on together, and so you have, because of that, that you have the notion is individual in order to put on together. You know, if you see that on together is on together or not on together is two different nations. But maybe the reality, the truth is beyond of these two way of sitting in notion, different in two notion like that. The reality could transcend of these two way of sitting. Because there is a Vijupat Kapra is implicated order or wholeness is to wholeness or implicated order. He's a scientist, he's a Western scientist, but he have studied some Oriental philosophy, and so he said that these two ways of seeing things, two order. One order is implicate order. But I see you different than me, the tree different than me, others different from
other. That is a kind of order we call. And one is the two order, explicate order or implicate order too. X outside, im inside. So two kind of orders. When you see on the formation, and then you look at the side of on formation, you see that the flower is, if you see that explicate order, you see that the flower is different from the cloud. The cloud is different from the rain. The rain is different from the earth. That is explicit order. But if you see this one is totally different from others, they are outside of each other. And that because you have that, then you put water into earth, into, and then we make a order. If you see like that, you see that the flower is different from the clouds is different from the rain different from the earth. And then if we see things like that, you can stay in the realm of explicit order. But if you see that, oh, I'm drinking tea, but I'm drinking rain, cloud, etc., so I am in implicate order. If I see that everything is in each one, everything is interbeing, everything is interconnect, everything is one. And so if you see things that you are in implicate order, but if you see that it's different, you know, and if a couple life is the same, if you see that his happiness is your happiness, your happiness is his happiness, and the Shundan happiness, and so you are in the implicate order. But you said that, and I don't care about him. He do go his way, I go my way. So that is, you are in explicate order. And so you complain that, and you are better, and he make wrong thing, she make wrong thing. So you are in explicate order. But if you look deeper, you see that, well, she behave like that because I also behave, you know, like that. And so it's make her like that. So her way of behavior depends on my way of behavior. So that we call, we see things like that is implicate order. But if you say that, oh, she's bad, he's bad, I have nothing to do with him or with her, you are in explicate order. So, and then you will see that the environment, the tree, the forest, the air is different. You are the one who decide to do that or not. So you exploit the environment, you cut the forest, you destroy, and you pollute the air, you do many things because you see in explicate order. But if you see that you are deeply linked with everything, and that is our training, it to live in implicate order. See that the happiness of others is my happiness. The pain, the difficulties of others are also mine. And so I behave in a more thoughtful way, kind way, inclusive way. And it makes you happy and it makes other people happy too. If you see like that, that is the view of Avatamsaka Sutra. It's one of the famous sutra of Mahayana Buddhism. Avatamsaka Sutra, where the teaching, mainly teaching, is about the interbeing. Everything go in each one. And if you see things go together in association, your mind and the object of your mind are one,
And then usually in Buddhist psychology we use that we have 8 mental formation, and that is that mental formation go with these eyes, this base like eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and so they divide at this this mental like the mind or the manas or the store, alaya, they go with that or the other. So we divide like that. So we go, but tương ứng means we can go together, even we are different, but we can go together, we will, can see in others, and we can see others is in us. That's tương ứng. It depends on the way we look. It depends on your mind at that moment. If you see that there is a transforming, there is the coming together, they are inclusive to each other, mutual inclusiveness, or and if they are one to each other, so we don't need to have tương ứng. You don't need association because you are already together. You don't need association. Association means you put everything together. So we can say that association is okay. But if you say that there is something who do not associate, it's okay too. Letting go. Accept A is okay. Accept B is okay. Yeah. If you say in the explicate order, it's okay. But you speak in the implicate order, it's okay. Don't too crass. Oh, implicate is better than explicate. You don't need that. It's okay. You accept things as you see. I read in Vietnamese, it seems. Together with or in the Gatha is short like that, but you have to read the prose version of prose. You can say, we can say that everything is in relation with or in interdependent or not interdependent. And then we say in a very way, association is okay. Disassociation is also okay. Implicate order, okay. Explicate order is okay too. The 24th. This dream. In this dream, there is no ending. In this dream, there is no ending, no same, and no different. In this dream, there is no ending, no same, and no different. Everything is in accord with the view of a separate self, resulting from the relative truth, and it is not inexistent. Because we run after a wrong perception, that there is a subject separate from object, because we follow a wrong perception that there is an actor. Depends on, do we feel that we have a separate self or we don't have a separate self? And you can see that there is a continuation or a kind of interruption from time to time. If we have no wrong perception about self, and then you see things quite different. When you say, the wind blows, the wind blows, the wind is considered like subject. The wind is considered like the subject. And the blowing is an action, that's right? So, there's a subject, the wind, and blows is an action. But if you look deeper and you see that the actor is the action. Outside the action, there is nothing. So they enter around, they are one. Actor and action are one. In wind, there is blowing. Because if no blowing, you cannot call wind. And you cannot say that the wind blows or not blow. When you say wind, it must be blown. If no, it's not wind. There is only action, no actor. Because action is include already actor and action. When the philosopher Descartes said that, I think therefore I am, he want to demonstrate, illustrate in the very formal way that he has a separate self. Because when he thinks he exists, he is something, somebody. And sometimes you are present, but if you too, you need to be present, and then if you draw one circle, and then you see that the circle presents the actor, and the actor is I, and then there is an action. The triangle is represent the action. Because we think that the action is different, it's the way you think. So we need to have a complement. It means, yeah, there's a subject, you need a complement. Like, I think of you. I think. And then you have subject, action, complement. is a way, normal way to think. So in the way you see like that, is three way of seeing things. They exist outside of each other. My ego, myself, can present outside of these others. Kind of function, and the object of the mind look deeply, that you can recognize something, yeah, and you have something, and then there is something you contribute. So there is a thought. Now we have like that, no? Yeah, and the thought, if you recognize that there is a thought to manifest, the coming into existence of a thought. That we can recognize. So there is coming of the thought, there is also a storm, there is also wind. Wind. How this happened? Without blowing. So there is a number of conditions who make the air is moving and blowing. And so there are many other conditions for the wind to is moving and blowing. Like a sheet of paper. There is a sheet of paper. It's manifest because there is many conditions, like there is enough paper, powder, the tree of the forest to give that powder or paper and so on. And so there are conditions, enough conditions, and to give enough they are earth. They are earth to continue. They are the worker who come and carry the whole. And then there is they make powder, tree flower powder, and they can print the house. And then they can a lot of paper too. And so if you look deep, you see countless of condition for that to happen, that sheet of paper happen. It's only a sheet of paper, but still there is so many conditions in order to give that piece of paper. And this is the same for the wind. It's the same for you. The same for your suffering. It's the same for your happiness. So you need many conditions to be there to have that happen. The weather depends a lot. The weather, but there is also
There is a sunshine, there is rain, there is a moonlight, there is a influence of many other planet. There's many forces, cosmic forces, individual forces, and magnetism, the kind of energy field, and so on. The sheet of paper, or the thought, or rain or wind, they also need many conditions. Now we sit and we visualize that there is a man who blows, and what the man who make that, a spirit to make that. In Vietnam, at the early day, we also believe on the spirit of the wind, the spirit of the sun. And so that spirit of the wind is an actor. And the wind is the object of the work of the actor. The spirit of the wind makes the wind. But in fact, there is so many conditions for wind to exist. And that spirit is only one of many other things who make the wind exist and manifest. And then in that way of thinking, it's kind of, the way of thinking is also a mental formation. They go tam or tu, vitaka or vichara. These two mental formation, two state of our mind. Tam vichara, vitaka vichara. So in every mental formation, there is the subjective part and the objective part. So they divide into two. Objective and subjective part. Like when you see what? So the seeing is object, the subject, but the things you see is like the trees or the flower is the object of your seeing. So because if there is a consciousness of seeing is because it's a subject of see and the object of see. So something like you say that I eat. You cannot say, I eat in empty like that. You don't eat empty. You eat rice or soup or mostly or apple. You eat is a subject, but muesli or apple is object. Object of the eating. Is so these two things, is they are leaning to each other to manifest. They come from different condition, but they come together, associate each other, and manifest. Subject and object, they manifest in the same time. Don't think that you have a subject separate, and then you see the tree, you see the flower, you see, no. When you ask, are in touch with the rose, subject and object manifest at the same time. Your ear in touch with the sound, subject and object manifest at the same time. Co-being. Like the marker I used to use it. We have that marker because we have left, so we have right. Because we have up, we call that up, and then we call that down. And up and down, they exist in the same time. They manifest in the same time. You cannot say that the up exists first and then the down after. No. they manifest in the same time, left and right, up and down, subject and object. It's the way the Asanga try to help us to see things deep. Usually we are trained to see things very superficially, and then we say that I see that and I like a subject separately. And then, so he invites us to look deeper and to see the subtlety of things happen like that in your mind, in your body, in the universe. If there is a sheet of paper, because there is a sheet of paper, there is a recto and the verso, this side on the other side of the sheet of paper. But you cannot say that the recto exists first and the recto after. No, they exist in the same time, they manifest in the same time. So subject and object are the same. And things happen like that in your life because subject and object in the same time. You do that, other do like that, and things happen like that. So they manifest in the same time and two are co-responsible. Sometimes we call a shayu an object of condition. Yeah, with condition. And so this subject side we call Gyungpang, I think that's the Sanskrit. Or they call Nanglu. Gyungpang or Nanglu is when the subject part of the reality of manifest at the same time. And the object part have another name. In Sanskrit is Asanga Baba, Nimitta Bhaga. Asanga Baba and Nimitta Bhaga. In the thought, there is also Nimitta Sangha too, it means they are subject and object in the same time too. They manifest right in the same time. You cannot manifest the first one and then they create, they perceive, they hear other things. So your ear consciousness is born from the contact of your ear and the sound. Your eye consciousness is born from the contact of your eyes and that object, or the rose, or the tree. But usually, if this author do not invite us, and then we have the tendency to think in a very superficial way that there is a human who try to think, and when he think, anything like that. So this is a way of reasoning of Descartes, the French philosopher. I think, therefore I am. You don't need a subject outside who have that thought. That thought arises because you are there. You in touch with that, and so it arises, manifest. And so you and that thought manifest in the same time. You are conscious. You are conscious of something. You are not just conscious in the empty way. No, you have to be conscious of what? So I'm conscious of that thought, I'm conscious of that. So we have eight consciousness, like eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, mind consciousness, store consciousness, alaya consciousness, all they are at the same time. They also have the object and subject in the same time. And we have 51 mental state, and they all have also subject and object manifest at the same time. Let's say one mental state like anger. Anger is object and subject, but they manifest at the same time. You cannot say that there is a person and this is a catch of that anger. No, it's a way of seeing so superficial. You just look deeper. So you have. And then you see that in this, your body, if you feel well, because in you, there is billion of cells in your body who are in harmony. They always have Dhamma discussion among themselves in order for keep you to be well-being, to keep your well-being. But if they're quarreling to each other, you have some difficulty in here and there. So they are working together harmoniously, and they create a kind of the feeling, emotion, or they are creating a number of thought, and so there is no boss who create that emotion, to create that feeling. No, because all the cell work together, and then in contact with condition outside, and they create that emotion, they create the thinking, and there is no boss. No one who is outside and create that emotion and other emotion. Science nowadays, they have seen that. They can see the characteristic of no self in everything. Everything have no separate self. You think that you have a separate self is a very superficial way to see things. As you look deeper, you are one with everything. So we can say that thought, there is an object and a subject, and they cannot exist separately. They manifest in the same time. Both of them clash in every shatna. Shatna is shortest period of time. And it manifests. And you have that thought. And like your eyes in touch with the sunshine, morning sunshine, and then it's clash. And you have, morning sunshine. And then, don't forget the characteristic of cinematographic. It means a series of image, consecutive image, changing a little bit. So you have the impression that things is moving, but they are kind of cinematographic way, successive, changing, little, changing. Every shana, it changes a bit. So you see like that flame is that flame, like immobile, but they cinematographic way of seeing things. So you see the object and the subject and the object enter and manifest in the same time. So it depends on the way you see. You see, you look thing and you see that you have a separate self. You are suffering because people abuse you, and because you see that, yeah, because the way are not very skillful, you do that. But in the same time, it's great that the other person behave in such a way. It depends very much. That is, if you see in a very separate way, it's kind of, we call a separate heretic way of sitting. If you see that being is different from non-being, and so on. So if you see that everything in implicated order is different, but you see in implicate way or explicate way the action still exists. In science, nowadays, when people speak about energy, they speak about the field of forces. All these things we have seen they are all energies. And like you see that bell. Science can see that bell emit spread around a kind of force, a field of forces, the magnetism form of magnetism field of that bell. And then when you invite the bell, so that energy change differently and they spread differently. When you invite the bell, you make a sound. There is a black thing who stay in the corner of the house. There is a nail in the corner of the house. But don't think that they are inanimate. They emanate a kind of energy. And when you hit that nail, it has become red. You hit, and with that is what that red nail, and then it's different. And so the energy around the nail, when it's a red nail, is different. When it's not red nail, it's different. But even there is no heat, and then the nail is not the color of red, but they still spread out a kind of energy. And you too, when you sit like that, you think that you do not emitting. It means you don't spread out anything. No, you did. You are spreading some energy around you. And so the person sit next to you can feel that. If that day you are in peace, you are harmonious, on yourself works harmoniously, you sit there, somebody next to you feel that peaceful energy radiate. They don't know. You didn't speak any word. But the person next to you feel that energy of harmony, of peace in you and emanating around you. And then they feel peaceful like you too. And two kind of energies, they can fighting each other too. Or they can cooperate in order to make it bigger and more beautiful. And so each of us can spread out a number of magnetism, a number of field of energy, and you are the one who radiate. But it depends on the harmony, the cooperation with on the self, your body. And so there is the communication, and we train ourselves to see in the implicate way. People discover that the energy of electricity have ability to create the magnetism, a kind of field of energy. A kind of energy, magnetism around in every object. Yeah. And then that magnetism this could be strong or less strong. Even the strong magnetic, then you feel hook right away. But this magnetism, but you don't see, but you feel more attracted by this person than other person, so on. At the beginning, you see that, you see vaguely between electro and magnetism, there is something. But so they discover slowly that, and then the electro and magnetism are one. They are, and if there is some moving, there is electro and there is magnetism, and they discover that light are the same. Light is the same nature than electricity, and it's the same kind of magnetism. But they look like different magnetism, electricity, are different, but they are one. They discover that it's the same nature. That magnetism or electricity can go together quicker or less quicker. And light is a kind of wave. Light is kind of wave, proton. And the wave of proton spread in the air. Every second is make 300,000 kilometers. 3,000 kilometers every second. And so magnetism energy is also the same. It's go very fast like that too. And sound too. It's also wave of sound. And there is a kind of wave of sound that we can hear, because it depends on the frequency. You know, so it's for our ear, we have same frequency of wave, so we can hear that. But it's kind of other animal, like snake, they have different frequency, so they can hear more subtle way than what we hear. And so when you listen to the radio, there's a kind of length of frequencies different from the length of frequency of other species. The length of the radio wave is about 1 meter. But the light you see there, they are also wave, but the length of the wave of light is short. They are short. 1 million of 1 meter. 1 millionth of a meter. So it must be 10 million of a meter. So 10 million length of the of a light make 1 meter, and the length of the wave of in fact, when you speak about electricity or magnetism, about light, you know that that is waves. And you sit there, it depends on the length of the wave. And you sit there, you still have the wave. Your body, your mind are also wave. And it depends on the length of the wave. and it is spread out that kind of wave. You have peace, you have that, you have that, you are spreading of which kind of wave, but you are angry, irritated, jealous. It's different kind of wave. When you join your pair palm and you send good energy to the world, to the earth, to that person that we love who are sick, who need your support, and then you are sending that wave to that person, and even far away, but if you really send your good wave energy of love, compassion, to soothe the difficulty of that person, they will receive. Because you cannot measure the distance. If your powerful energy is sending that energy, that person receives. So we have the idea that you say that this flowing is interrupt or not interrupt, but they are one, but that energy still exists. They are not emptiness, they are not nothingness. They are not nothingness, they are exist. Sometimes they are fluid and interrupt. So when your body disintegrates, your mind also disintegrates, your body disintegrates, your mind disintegrates. However, the energy remains. And if you think that you die and you become a ghost and then you can see that and you can make people scared and so on, it's just imagination. It's that. Because the mind and body are one. And so your body is not there, so you cannot manifest, you cannot make a ghost, you cannot exist as a ghost. But there is energy. Energies you cannot see, everybody not see, but when condition or something is manifest. So you cannot take out that one. And if both disintegrate, you cannot catch, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You say that you cannot catch, but you say that it's nothingness. No, it's not correct. It's not nothingness. The energy is still there. Traveling around, you never lost, and they catch other condition, they manifest. That energy catch some condition, they manifest, and so you see some stars from far away, and you see that the star is coming to your eyes, but when you see that maybe the star already died already, they disintegrate already. But because condition of your eyes come and you see, because the image of that star, or the heat of that star is still energy. The star already distinguished, it means, disappear, but the energy is still there. And your eye, the energy of your eye, catch the energy of the star. You can see the star, but the star already distinguished. That's extinct. The star is already extinct. So the idea that when you die, there's nothing left is kind of wrong thing. It means a too short view. But if you see that when you die, you still exist and your soul continue traveling exactly the same is a wrong perception too. But it doesn't mean there's nothing is wrong, but existing permanently like a soul traveling here is also wrong perception. But you have to see in between the energy still exists. The energy is still traveling around and up, down, conditional like that. They manifest like that, conditional different. They manifest differently. And so, And you, if you can see in that kind of criterion, its principle, and then you can see your past, the present, the future in a very gentle, fluid, and wonderful way. And you can see that because of you were like that, this action is like that, and then the fruit of the action is like that. And that they are a stream. They are not an immobile identity. They are stream flowing, flowing. And because conditions are like that as cause, and then it's resolved in different ways.